Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you all tonight, and welcome to Prophecy Night, a prophetic miracle prophecy night open line, where I simply just share with you the Word of God concerning your life. Let me just say this. The Spirit of God is weighing heavily on my heart tonight. If you, for whatever reason, get dropped from the call box, try to recall back into the show. Your number is already listed because it could be of urgency. A lot of times when you get knocked at the call box, you think of not to call back in. But if you should get knocked out the call box tonight, just recall back in. Area code 805, I'm going to open up the line to you first because I need to definitely speak with you. Again, I am your host, Prophetess Ellen Bynum. Those that are joining me for the first time, God bless you all. The Lord has really truly given me a heavy word for you all tonight. And those that are listening that do not want a prophecy, if God gives me a prophetic word for you, I will release it just even over the internet. The switchboard is full. Again, if you get knocked out of the switchboard, don't panic. Recall back. I will go back into the order where you was received. So I don't want anyone to get discouraged. If for any reason you cannot call back into the show, way to reach me is on facebook.com/ Ellen Bynum page, lowercase i. If you privately need to speak with me, you can do so at propheticmiraclesministries@gmail.com. Now, when I open up the phone line, it's not necessarily to give your name or your location. My thing is getting straight to the point to see what God is speaking concerning your life. God bless you. Area code 805. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. This is Donna from California.
Hi. I think you was one of the callers that called into the show back in November, and for whatever reason, you had got disconnected.
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't written here. November 20th. So I do apologize for that. Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
I apologize for that. I see something with your son, but we'll talk about him. Let's talk about you. How can I be a blessing to you tonight? Are you there?
I have problems sleeping, and also this bacteria overgrowth in the stomach. And I wanted to know if these things were going to get resolved.
You said that you have problem what?
Sleeping.
Sleeping?
I don't sleep well. Sleeping. I don't sleep well.
And your stomach.
And
all of that is
bacteria.
Yes.
Bacteria overgrowth in the stomach.
Yeah. Your nerves, is that as high? Your nerves, you think, you worry a lot, and it has affected you. What's happening in your life? Well, let me put it this way. Because of the changes that is happening in your life or has happened in your life, all of that has an overall effect on how you're feeling today and what you're going through. When your nerves and when you are nervous or anxious or with anxiety, all of that can affect you mentally. So I want to let you know that everything that is happening with you is contributed from your nervousness, your worrying, and with all that you have been through. Do you understand that?
Okay.
Okay. I mentioned to you about a son.
I don't have any kids.
Okay, well, I see a boy around you. I don't know if sister's son, neighbor's son, whoever's son, between 7 and 8 years old.
I don't know.
Okay. Well, whoever this kid is, this young kid is, he's also going through something mentally. He's going through something mentally. Whatever it is, I see him tied to you. That can always be a neighbor kid. Excuse me?
I said, oh, okay.
That could be a neighbor kid. That could be anybody's kid. And I want to let you know that. Your greatest healing is when you learn to let go of what you cannot fix and begin to start the process of asking God to help you. Your nerves are so bad, if you get 2 hours of sleep, that's a miracle. It has to stop because it would affect you thoroughly. Do you read the Bible at all?
I do.
You do. How involved are you in church?
Not very.
Okay. And you know what? I'm happy that you're being honest. Any of your friends? Oh, okay. Okay. The little boy that's 7 or 8, I see someone inviting you to the church. I see him sitting already in the church.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Okay. So I do see an invitation to the church. Make sure you go. Okay. I want you to read. You have your Bible? Or a piece of paper. I want you to read Psalm 23.
Okay.
Psalm 91.
Okay.
And when you become frantic and nervous and you feel your heart beating fast and you become nervous, I want you to read those scriptures, or if you cannot do that, sing a song. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
That growth in your stomach all contribute to your nervous condition. But I see that growth. I see that growth separating from your body.
Good.
When the last time you took tests?
When's the last time what?
You took a test for your
stomach. Oh, a week ago, I took a test with the gastrointestinal doctor. And he said that I did have to be able to go. My insurance isn't covering the antibiotic, which is $900 for 2 weeks. So they're going to resubmit it, and I hope that they'll accept it.
Okay, and I want you to also call back into the show and give me an update, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, don't forget those scriptures, and don't forget what I say, okay?
Thank you very much.
God bless you. You're welcome. God bless you, caller. I'm going to open up the phone line, area code 336. I guess you might say, this prophet is crazy. She sure talk a lot. I'm going to give you everything that God gives me, even if it's run past this 30 minutes. Oh, I have to have you call me back. Area code 336, God bless you on this hour. Be patient with me. I'm trying to get every code 336. How are you?
Hey, God bless you.
How are you doing?
My name is Dale. I'm doing good.
Good.
My name is Dale, and I'm calling from North Carolina.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I'm calling in. Been going through some things, but I'm feeling positive, more positive now on some things. I've been praying to God and letting go little by little.
Okay.
And I just want to call in tonight to see if God leads you to something to say to me that can encourage me to.
We're going to get straight to it. And I'm interrupting you because the boyfriend came up. And what is going on with that? Without revealing his information. Excuse me, your boyfriend.
My boyfriend?
Well, associate.
I don't have a boyfriend.
Okay. Have you came out of a relationship?
No.
You've never been in a relationship all your life?
Yes, I've been in a relationship. Yeah, I've been married and divorced, but I haven't been in a serious relationship in a very long time.
Okay. Now
for a soulmate.
well, Cece, now I need you to understand the process. When she say boyfriend or say associate, it could either be past or present. Those men are still counted for. I don't know if you know the story by the woman by the well when Jesus came up to her. And the question he asked her, said, wait a minute, how do you know that? I didn't know about these men. Well, the reason why I'm bringing them up is because 2016 can be your season, for new relationship. If you feel in your heart that your past relationship and what you have been through has been erased, meaning that there's no more open wounds, no more anger, no more disagreement, there's peace. Do you feel that you are at that stage?
Yes, I am. I'm very peaceful.
Okay.
I mean, the past is the past. There's nothing nice to new about that. That happened, and it was a learning experience.
Okay.
Okay.
And I'm glad to hear that. Well, I just want to encourage you and say this, and I speak to a lot of women, young and old, that are waiting for a good man of God, someone to be in their life, someone to be the image of who God is. And I say to you, that if you're willing to accept the blessings of what the Lord has in store for you for 2016 concerning a relationship, I would say to go forth. But I want you to understand something as an older mentor. God will never give you, well, let me correct myself. This is for everybody that is listening. God will never give you anything that's going to take away the glory for him. So I say to you to be encouraged with your life and the things that God has already blessed you with, and for the new things that is on the way. You have been faithful of a little, and God is willing to bless you abundantly as you continue to grow together with him. Because the secret to getting God's treasure is your relationship you have with him. So be faithful and so will God.
Yes.
Amen?
Amen, and I receive that. Thank you.
Yes, yes. One thing before you hang up, and I know we are going away with time, and all the callers, don't panic. I'm going to get you all. Don't worry. I see you dancing. Do you dance?
Yes, I love to dance.
Okay. Well, I see you very, I see the anointing over you concerning dancing. Okay.
Okay.
So that could be new for 2016 as well. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
And God bless you. And I love
God
you.
God bless you.
And again,
love you too,
for,
woman God.
Yes. And thanks for calling into the show.
Thank you.
Yes, you're welcome. Bye-bye. A very sweet spirit and a very sweet heart. I see the calls are dropping. If you call back into the show, I will take you, I will speak with you, and I will share what does say the Lord. God bless you. Area code 916. Area code 916.
Yeah, this is Nancy. Hello.
Hi, Nancy. How you doing?
Hi. I'm doing okay. I'm doing okay. Looking forward to 2016.
Yes. Okay. How can I be a blessing to your life by the Spirit of the Lord, I should say?
Yeah, well, lately I've just been low energy, and I was just hoping that there was something that I could be doing or, you know, helping it along for self-healing, perhaps.
Well, you know what? I'm glad you said that. I don't quite understand it, but to look on something with your hair, and I don't know what's that about. Something with your hair? I don't know what that is about.
Wow.
Aaliyah.
A mirror? Okay. Hair?
Are you there? Are you there?
Yes,
Paula?
I'm here.
Okay.
You're breaking up.
No, that was me. Anybody that called into the show know how it would be sometime. I see something with your hair. I even see lots of hair. When was the last time?
Yes, I have in the past.
I see that. When the last time you did a medical checkup?
About 2 weeks ago.
Okay, any findings? Without disclosing
any findings,
your personal...
Not in regular blood tests. Everything was normal, except I haven't had thyroid yet, so it might be that.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. It's funny that you mentioned that. Less worrying, less thinking. Whatever's going to happen, it's going to happen, and it's beyond out of your control. Nothing you can do about that, you know? Are they giving you medication yet for the gallbladder?
No.
I mean, for the thyroid. Are they
planning to? No, they didn't test for the thyroid. They test all the other blood tests, and everything came out normal. But that was what I was on.
Oh, okay, then maybe you need to go get that checked out. You know, medically, I'm not a doctor, but we all have common sense where we can be a help to one another when we are not sure about our medical condition. Leave it to the doctors to see what their finding is, but knowing that God has the final report.
Okay.
Amen. Yes, because I see that. I need you to get that checked out. And also, are you taking other medications?
Yeah, I'm taking vitamins, minerals,
Okay, so those are the basic things. Okay. All right, well, just do anything for you to do, and always call back into the show and give me an update and let me know how you're doing. Okay.
Well, I thank you so much.
And I thank you. And we're here every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 6 p.m. All right?
Okay. All right.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Bye-bye. Well, God is so good. I was actually looking for area code 215, but again... Like I say, the calls are being dropped, and you'll see that sometime here on the show. Well, I want to open up the call real shortly to area code 832, and if we don't get any of a caller after this one, we'll be finished with prophecy night. You know, I stop talking when God stops speaking. God bless you, area code 832.
Good afternoon. How you doing?
Okay. How are you?
I'm feeling well. I'm doing good. Thank God for it.
Yeah, well, I'm happy you was home Friday night to be with us. As usual, every Monday and Wednesday and Friday, you here?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I'm trying to be there.
Well, we're happy. We're always happy to have you. And, God definitely is blessing tonight.
All right.
Yes. Well, I didn't want to close the show without saying hi to you. And,
okay, I appreciate it.
Yeah, and I didn't want to close out not saying nothing, okay?
Okay, sweetheart, and I appreciate that. God bless your heart.
And God bless you, too.
Thank you.
I love you, too, as well. Well, that's how it goes here on Prophecy Night. When God is finished, I'm just finished. It's important when the lines will open up. You try to think of everything that you need to know concerning your life, concerning your ministry. I really go back a second time to reopen up the line if I have already spoken to you. But to each and every one that have received the word of the Lord, take it, pray on it, so that it would manifest. Do not think negatively to what the word of God has spoken over your life. If if you want to sow on a good ground of the word of God that has been spoken over your life, then make sure that you feed into it with positivity. Positivity that God will do exactly what he said that he would do tonight. For all of those that are joining me, yes, I know that we got more time, but I did say if there was no more new calls, we are done with. I'll see you all back here Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. God bless all the listeners that is listening, those that call in the switchboard. God bless you all tonight. From my heart to your heart, I love you unconditionally. Bye-bye.